believe that, say amen. Yeah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We'd like to read a scripture text tonight from the book of Zechariah, chapter 9. Amen. Zechariah, chapter 9, and we'd like to read verse 9, if you will. Glory to God. I just feel the presence of the Lord tonight. Amen. Rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion. Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea even to sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth. Somebody say amen. Now turn with us to Matthew chapter 21. Praise the Lord. In reading the first 9 verses. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus 2 disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them. And straightway he will send them. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and setting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. And others cut down branches from the trees and strode them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. If the Lord would help us tonight, we'd like to preach to you. Amen. On the subject thought, the King is coming. Amen. The King is coming. And I believe tonight that he is about to come. Amen. I don't know what day. I don't know at what hour, whether it'll be in the daytime or at night. But I do believe his coming is nigh, even at the door. Do you believe that? Say amen. Amen. Brother Archie, would you ask God's blessings on his word tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. 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 Zechariah the prophet. Amen. Made a prophecy. And he said, Rejoice greatly. Amen. That doesn't sound like to me that we are that they should make just a little tiny bit of quiet noise. Amen. He could have just said rejoice and quit. Amen. And it would have been all right just to just calmly said, well, y'all know the king's coming, don't you? Amen. But he wanted to put some emphasis on, amen, the king's arrival. And he said, rejoice greatly. Amen. In other words, get with it. Amen. The king is coming. Amen. Rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion. O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. Amen. Ever since the beginning of the book of Genesis, it had been prophesied that the Lord was to come. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15 was the first prophecy in the entire Bible talking about the coming of the Lord as the Messiah. Every prophet of the Old Testament talked about his coming. Amen. Every one of them, David, amen, the king himself, King David prophesied, amen, in his Psalms and said, my Lord, amen. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. Amen. I'm feeling better. Every major prophet prophesied of the coming of the Lord. Isaiah, that great prophet, amen, prophesied and said, a virgin shall conceive, amen, of the Holy Ghost. Are y'all still here? Amen. And a child shall be born unto you. Amen. And this shall be a sign. Ye shall find him wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, said the angels. Amen. Oh, I believe it was Isaiah said, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Brother Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, came along and said, unto the increase of his kingdom there shall be no end. Praise God. Every prophet of the Old Testament talked about the coming Messiah, that he would come and he would reign. Hey, man, I'm a feeling more like preaching. Hey, man. And the Bible said that the disciples marveled and said to the master, how quickly, amen, is this fig tree withered away? But Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, he said, not only do what has been done unto this fig tree, amen, but you can say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the roots and cast yonder into the sea, and it shall be done. Amen. Oh, brother, amen, when the fig tree that had no fruits heard the voice of the king, amen, from eternity past and the eternity to come and the time that was present, amen, the fig tree heard the voice of the king as it said, bear no more fruit, wither and die. And the life went out of the root. Amen, and it withered up. I'll tell you, he's the master of the stormy sea. He's the master of the wind. He's the master of the vegetation. Amen. He's the master of the sun. He's the master of the moon. He's the master of all creation. Amen. Let him be master and king in your life. You know, he's king of the poets. If it wasn't for the example that Jesus left behind, the poets wouldn't have much to write about. Amen. And any poet that has ever been a poet that amounted to anything will recognize that it was the life of Christ that inspired them to write the poems that they have written. Amen. Help me, Lord. If you destroy tonight, if you destroy the whole music world that has received inspiration from Christ and his life, amen, as king, you would take away everything that we have any joy of singing about. Amen. There would be no happy songs. There would be no songs of redemption.
There would be no songs about heaven. There'd be no songs about going to glory land. There'd be no songs about in the far, in the beautiful forever. There'd be no songs, "I've been saved by grace." There'd be no "Amazing Grace." There'd be no "Here is a fountain filled with blood." There'd be no "Amen, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross." Amen, but brother, because of the kingly life that he lived, with dominion over sin, sickness, disease, and the world, and the devil, thank God we can sing the songs of victory and triumph. We have been redeemed by the King of Kings. He is the king of the moral world. His moral teachings are perfect. They cannot be improved upon. They don't need to be revised and updated. The sermon that Jesus preached on the mount, amen, is as powerful and punctual and up to date now as it was the day that Jesus preached it. Amen. In the 6th, 7th, and 8th chapters. Amen. Of Matthew. Oh, 5th, 6th, and 7th chapters, rather. Amen. I'm feeling better. We visited a lawyer's office some months ago now. Brother Kirk Powers and Brother Jim Powers. Myself is Brother Jim and Brother Wayne and myself. It's three of us. Brother Kirk wasn't present. And we visited a lawyer's office, and the lawyer had a library second to none. She told us how many volumes she had. It was a huge room, half as large as this auditorium. Amen. And she had books lined all the way around the whole room, from the floor to the ceiling. Plus, she had bookcases sitting in the middle, amen, of the room, here and yonder scattered. Amen. And we commented, "Oh, Lord, help me. I'm feeling better." Are y'all still here? And we, amen, commented on the great library, amen, that she had, and all the vast knowledge that was at her disposal. And she said to us, she said, "Do you realize that there are over 10 million laws on the law books?" Amen. 10 million laws on the law books. Amen. And she said, "It's impossible almost to keep up with laws that are being legislated every day and adding to that number." But she said, "Did you know one thing?" She said, "I've read every volume." She is nigh under 80 years old. She said, "I have read every volume in this room." Amen. And she said, "I know the basic facts that each one of them contain." She said, "I've studied law since I was a teenage girl, and I'm acquainted with every law of legislation that has passed." But she said, "Did you know, amen, that not one law has ever improved on the Ten Commandments and the, amen, Sermon on the Mount?" She said, "If men and women would simply live by the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount, we could destroy this entire law library and 10 million laws and would have no need of them." Brother, he's the king of the moral laws. He's the king. You can't improve, amen, on the laws that he has laid down. You love the Lord, say amen. Now I'd like to say tonight, amen, in closing, that he is the king over death. He did not have to wait until he was crucified and arose from the dead to be king. He was already king. He was born king. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm a feeling something. The Jews rejected him as their king, but that didn't stop him from being king. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. That fella that is the Shah of Iran over there, they may boot him out tomorrow. Amen. And put somebody else's Iranian monarch in his place, and he'll no longer be king. Amen. The Bible said he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. The Jews rejected him, said we don't want him reigning over us. Amen. But that didn't stop him from being king. He's still king of the waves of the sea. He's still king of the wind. He's still king of nature. He's still king of this world. Hallelujah. And he is my king. I'm looking for him to return tonight. Raise your hands and let's praise him. Hallelujah. 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 King. Hosanna unto the King. Hosanna unto the King. Praise the Lord. Three times. On three separate occasions, while Jesus is in this world and on this world, he rebuked death, and death had to give up and give back life. Somebody say amen. Amen. That was the widow's son, amen, of Nain, that he rebuked death and raised him out of the casket. Amen. There was Jairus' daughter, who was a centurion soldier. Amen. Oh, help me, Lord. Somebody say amen. And then there was Lazarus, and we're so well acquainted with in John chapter 11. Amen. Amen. When he said unto Mary and Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Somebody say amen. When he took his three disciples, if I feel much better, I'm going to go straight up. Glory to God. He took his three disciples and went up to an exceeding high mountain apart from the other disciples. He had with him Peter, James, and John. And the Bible said, amen, that he was transfigured before them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Amen. And the Bible said that his raiment, amen, did shine and glisten. Amen, as white as no fuller's soap. Amen, could ever make it. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Amen. And there appeared unto them, along with Jesus, Moses and Elias. Amen. Help me while I preach a while. Amen. And the Bible said, oh, amen, the disciples stood there in amazement. Amen, saying to themselves, we've never seen anything of this fashion before. There Jesus stood with Moses and Elias in glorified bodies. Amen. And Peter said, Lord, let us build three tabernacles, one for Moses and one for Elias and one for thee. Amen. But the Bible said that while he yet spake, there came a voice from out of the cloud. I like that. And it was the voice of God the Father. Amen. As he uttered his words and said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. Hallelujah, brother. I tell you right now, he's the king over death, hell, and the grave. Are y'all still here? John said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me and said unto me, fear not. Are y'all still listening now? Fear not, for behold, I was dead, but am alive forevermore, and have the keys of death and of hell. Hallelujah, my God. I'm feeling so good. And Paul came along and said, now, brethren, I want to tell you, behold, I show you a mystery. Amen. We shall not all sleep. Amen. But we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Somebody said, preacher, you going to talk about Jesus coming again? I've heard it ever since I've been around church. Brother, I got news for you. 4,000 years went by before he came the first time. And every prophet that came along talked about the coming king. Amen. Rejoice greatly, O daughters, amen, of Jerusalem. Rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion, for thy king cometh unto thee. I'm telling you tonight, he's coming again. I don't care how many times you've heard it, he's coming again. Hallelujah. The man told me not too many weeks ago, we was talking about current events and things that were happening and everything that was going on. He said, I don't know what's fixing to happen, but something's getting ready to take place. I said, yes, I can tell you what it is. He said, what? I said, Jesus is coming. He said, you don't mean to tell me that you're one of them old-fashioned, fogied, heathen fanatics that believe that Jesus is literally coming back to this earth. I said, yes, sir, I believe in that. He said, I don't believe it. I said, that ain't going to stop him from coming. Glory to God. Because you don't believe it don't mean he's going to quit coming. He's coming anyhow. Herod the king didn't believe it, but he came the first time. Hallelujah. The Sadducees and Pharisees and chief priests didn't believe it, but he came anyhow. The Bible said, knowing this, that in the last days mockers and scoffers would come, walking after their own lust, saying, where is the promise of his coming? Since our fathers fell asleep, things continue as from the beginning. Brother, we're living in that day. They don't believe he's going to return. But Acts chapter 1, when he went away from this world, from the Mount of Olives, amen, the angel in white apparel said, ye men of Galilee, now stand ye gazing into the heavens for this same Jesus that you see go up into heaven shall so come in like manner as you see him go away. The king is coming. Rejoice greatly. Somebody said, why are you shouting tonight, Brother Stout? Amen. The king's on his way. Glory to God. I want to be happy when he gets here. Glory to God. I want to have victory in my soul and joy in my heart. The king's on his way. The king is coming. The king is coming. Hallelujah. Let's raise our hands and worship him. Amen. And raise your hands and let's worship him. He's about to return to this world and catch away his waiting church, washed in the blood. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Are you ready tonight? Are you ready for the king to come? If you're not ready, get in this altar. Amen, and pray through. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week. Amen, but if there's sin in your life and you're not ready for the coming of Jesus, the glorious King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you need to pray in this altar tonight. Amen, and get your heart right with God. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray around these altars tonight. Let's see God in a special way. He's coming. He's coming. Amen. He's coming. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Amen. Call unto the Lord.
I can see the marching cry.